Well, here's a warm thought. It's Friday, and it's time for Ask Liz. Liz Crenshaw joins us now for some timely questions about keeping your identity safe. So
a lot of data breach questions and answers today.
Yes, this week. All right, let's jump right in with the first question about the data breach at the University of Maryland, where 300,000 students and faculty and staff had their social security numbers stolen from the university database. If folks already have enrolled in the free credit monitoring offered by Target after that breach, Liz, should they also enroll in this offer from the university?
Do they need them? Of folks in our town that have both. We reached out to Target and Experian today. Experian basically providing that search for us. We were able to confirm that both Target and the University of Maryland are offering what's called Extend Care as part of their free credit monitoring through Experian. Extend Care lets members access fraud resolution agents even after your account with Experian expires after that year. So if you happen to experience a credit card fraud down the road, you can still access one of the agents without having an active membership. That being said, Experian did not respond to our emails and calls asking if the two credit monitoring systems were exactly the same, so we aren't able to advise whether you need to sign up with both free offers that are being in order to be protected. I'm thinking, what the heck, if you have access to both, just take both.
The more the better, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's talk about fraud alerts for consumers who are going to put them on accounts maybe that may be compromised. Mm-hmm. Can you put them up in advance on your social security card or that number and on your credit card?
So a fraud alert, well, the answer is it depends. When it comes to your Social Security Administration, the answer is no. You can't put a fraud alert on your social security number, even if you know someone has stolen it. Now, when it comes to your credit, the answer is yes. If you ask one of the three credit reporting agencies to put a fraud alert on your report, it must tell the other two bureaus the alert lasts 90 days, but you can renew it. But you can't do a fraud alert on your social ahead of time. Social Security won't allow that.
Okay, and the last question is a follow-up to our report earlier this week about protecting your Social Security number. Advice from experts is to not walk around with your cards in your wallets or your purses, but Medicare cards also have Social Security numbers on them. So what do you do in that case?
Yeah, a number of seniors wrote us about this one. The Federal Trade Commission gave us this answer. To protect yourself while carrying your Medicare card, try this. First, make a photocopy of your card. Then, take a marker on that photocopy and block out all the digits of your Social Security number except the last four digits. Carry that photocopy around on a daily basis. That way, if your wallet is stolen, thieves will not have access to your full Social Security number. But one more thing. The first time you do visit a new doctor's office, you need to bring your original Medicare card with you for their records. After that, bring the copy. If you have a question you would like us to consider for Ask Liz, send it to askliz@nbcwashington.com. Connect with me on Twitter. Search Liz Crenshaw and on Facebook by searching Liz Crenshaw's Consumer Watch. And I cannot get away from these data questions.
Yeah.
I know.
These criminals cause us a lot of inconvenience, don't they?
We'll do the best to keep you informed.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Wendy?
Well, what?